Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Do I really see D'Angelo winning over Ilya though? Kasi Ilya is such, they built up Ilya to be such an unbeatable monster in NXT. Na Melo can't beat him, Trick can't beat him, Dijak can't beat him. So do I really think that D'Angelo is the guy to beat Ilya? Like, I just don't see it.
This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you are listening.
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the Wrestling Podcast post show. So this is the bonus episode that we drop on the weekends. Kung masyado maraming kailangan pag-usapan during the live stream at wala nang oras, which clearly was the case kasi ang daming ganap heading into WrestleMania 40. Sa sobrang daming ganap at sa pagka-busy ng mga kapodcasts natin, it's just me and Emil joining you for NXT Stand and Deliver predictions and a little bit of AEW talk while they're still on the road to Dynasty. So let's start with NXT Stand and Deliver. Emil, we have 7 matches for this one, which is really very different na from NXT takeovers of old, which used to just have like 5 matches na 15 to 25 minutes. Ito, ano na siya? It's more like a WWE PLE from the Ruthless Aggression era where you have 7 matches, right? And one of these matches is actually on the countdown or on the pre-show. So we're going to go through them one by one. And since I cannot comment, ikaw, Emil, you will be giving us your expert opinion on
yeah.
your okay? All right. Simulan natin with the pre-show. Sean Spears versus Joe Gacy. How you like them apples? Itong si Sean Spears, kababalik pa lang sa WWE and he's already in Stand and Deliver. Whereas folks like Von Wagner, Lexus King, they're not on the card.
Yeah, quite surprising actually na Sean Spears is in the card considering he just got back. And also surprising na ang kalaban niya si Joe Gacy because I thought they were telling this story of Sean Spears and Ridge Holland. But apparently Ridge Holland in kayfabe has decided to, I don't know if retired or ano yung sinabi niya? Like
he step away in
the... step away, definitely. So his move is stepping away. For the meantime, so this is a surprising match. I can see why this is on the countdown. And I think Joe Gacy needs to win badly. Kasi he's a dude who impressed me over the last year, especially in his feud against Dijak. So I feel like at this point, Sean Spears is at NXT to put over people. Like, he's not naman a big star na who needs to win at this point. So I'll go Joe Gacy here for the win. Just to throw him a bone. Because he's been really good this past year.
Yeah, something about this new Joe Gacy character is very quirky, di ba? Uh-huh. Parang, hindi mo alam kung good guy siya or bad guy, pero alam mong he's not all right in the head. And the way that he carries himself is so unique. Whereas, getting to defeat the chairman, di ba, in his first big match on a PLE is probably going to be good for Joe Gacy's prospects. All right, yep. Let's get to the main card. We've got four championship matches, and we're going to start with this meat fest right here for the North American title. Oba Femi versus Josh Briggs versus Dijak.
For me, Josh Briggs is there to take the pin. And it's going to be Oba Femi retaining because it's way too soon for Oba to lose the title. And they're just building him up. And I think Dijak at this point, he should move up to the NXT title scene. Like, I don't know why he's still meddling dito sa NXT mid-card when he's supposed to be challenging Ilya for the championship, in my opinion. But I think Dijak is there, of course, to give a good match. And Briggs is there to take the pin. So I'll go with Oba Femi here for the win.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to the NXT Tag Team Championship. You've got the Wolf Dogs versus Axiom and Nathan Fraser, who just qualified in this past week's episode of NXT.
Very surprising, actually. Now, it was Axiom and Nathan Fraser. I thought they were going to go with the OC. Sila yung galing main roster. And you'd assume someone who's from the main roster will get a title shot. But very surprising that it's actually Axiom and Nathan Fraser, who's actually been teaming up for quite a while now. So may rapport na doon between the two. It actually got used to them as a tag team already. But the tricky thing here is Braun. Kasi, di ba, he's already signed with SmackDown. They had that segment a few weeks back where Braun is, you know, they had that Triple H picture there with Nick Aldis. So I don't know where this leads to. Like, do the Wolf Dogs retain and then they will relinquish the titles? Or, because I don't see them losing to Axiom and Fraser, to be honest with you. Like, they have become such threats at this point. Now, I don't see them losing to their opponents. Like, if OC yun, okay, gets ko pa.
Because mo, baka may upset dito from Axiom and Nathan Fraser.
The only way I could see an upset if Corbin turns on Braun, which I don't want it to happen because at this point, Corbin is interesting again. If he goes back to being, you know, the lone wolf kind of deal, babalik, so then all the character development will be lost. So this is tricky for me, but I think the Wolf Dogs retain. And then, sa kanila ng problemahin kung paano yung pag-move up ni Braun sa main roster.
Alright. Moving on, we've got a six-woman tag featuring Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, and Kehlani Jordan versus JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame. So, itong story na to started with JC Jane and I believe si Jasmine Nix turning on Thea Hale, diba? Saying na, oh, we were never really your friend. So parang ano siya, ito yung payoff nung Save Chase You storyline, diba?
Yep. I think the baby faces win here. Pag mga ganitong throw, last minute throw in tag matches, it usually is the baby face who wins every time. Plus, I'm a big Kalani Jordan fan and I want her to get more reps, get more shine kasi she's the next big star there down there in NXT, in my opinion. And this can be her showcase in front, performing in front of a bigger audience. And so she did that the Iron Survivor Challenge. Like, she was the one who shined for me in the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge. So I think they're going to continue with that trend and have her win this time together with Henley. And again, I'm also a big fan of Fallon Henley, as I mentioned before. And Thea Hale is another one of those young stars that they have just waiting for their moment. So I'll go here with the baby faces here for the win.
Last three matches dito sa NXT Stand and Deliver. You've got the NXT Women's Championship, Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. How do you like this feud na si Roxanne has really embraced her heel turn?
I love this. I love this feud. This is probably the best feud aside from Melo Trick in NXT during this build-up to Stand and Deliver. Kasi parang ang ganda ng slow burn eh. Kasi Roxanne has been acting heelish for the better part of the last 6 months now. And talagang nag-pay off yon with that turn that they did at Roadblock a month ago. And they've been, and you know, she has all this momentum na I feel like she's going to be rewarded here with the win. Because like she said, she never really lost the title. She relinquished it this time last year. So I feel like she will, I don't know, she will gain back the women's title. And maybe they can go at it at some point again at a future NXT PLE. But right now, they should capitalize on the momentum that Roxanne's been having by giving her the title again here.
May mapapakanta ng Roxanne by the Police.
Oh, okay.
All right, time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll round out NXT Stand and Deliver and get into some AEW talk. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
And we're back. We've got two more matches dito sa NXT Stand and Deliver to predict. So let's get to the NXT Championship match between Ilya Dragunov and Tony D'Angelo. What did you think of that scene in the Go Home episode? That tense meeting between Ilya and Tony D'Angelo, surrounded by every member of the D'Angelo family, and Ilya saying, "I know what this place is, like urban legends, blah blah blah."
Actually, I love the build up to this. Because if you would remember, this match was just made official a few weeks ago after Roadblock, actually. So they had a very short time for the build, and they capitalized on it. Like, they've suddenly turned this, personality ni D'Angelo as a mobster all the way to 11. Sinidoso na talaga ni D'Angelo yung pagiging mobster niya. And he actually feels scary, because for a while they became baby faces and medyo na toned down yung mobster feels ni D'Angelo. But on the build up to this title match, I thought, well, okay, it's gonna be a baby face versus baby face again, and then they managed to bring back the mobster feel nitong si Tony D'Angelo, and I will actually give them applause for the segments leading up to this match and that segment as well nung Go Home show ng NXT. But do I really see D'Angelo winning over Ilya though? Kasi Ilya is such, they built up Ilya to be such an unbeatable monster in NXT na Melo can't beat him, Trick can't beat him, Dijak can't beat him. So do I really think that D'Angelo is the guy to beat Ilya? Like, I just don't see it. I just don't see. If anyone on NXT I see who can beat Ilya for the title, it's two guys. It's Dijak and it's Obafemi. D'Angelo isn't one of them. So, but there's also rumors of maybe they're trying to move up Ilya to the main roster. So I don't know. But in terms of just like parang kayfabe reasoning for me, I just don't think D'Angelo has what it takes to beat Ilya. So I'll go with Ilya here for to retain the NXT Championship.
Meron mga rumors din na lumabas this week that Ilya Dragunov is set for a call-up and for a main roster push similar to what Gunther has enjoyed over the last couple of years.
Okay, so if ganon, then syempre, di ba? If that's the case, they have to find a way to make a D'Angelo win a good one, exciting one, or interesting one. Kasi if you look at the history of Ilya, talagang ano eh, mapapaisip ka talaga eh, on how are they gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now we're gonna talk about the main event for NXT Stand and Deliver. This is a match that people have been wanting since the seeds of dissension have been sowed dito kina Melo and Trick. Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams. Anong kalalabasan ng main event na to, Emil?
May stipulation ba to or just straight up one-on-one?
It's a straight up one-on-one.
Oh, wow.
They are the first first black men to headline an NXT PLE. Or
that's
to
awesome.
Headline WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, yun. Trick here with the win. I mean, dito naman mapunta to eh. Like, they're building up Trick Williams into probably the biggest star down there in NXT. Parang at this point, nalampasan na nga ni Trick si Melo eh. So,
wow.
I think, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say, but I do feel like that at this point. So, Trick Williams here with the win. And I think Melo naman na is softly being called up na, di ba? Like, he appeared on SmackDown a couple of times already.
Yes.
So, I think doon na din papunta yun. So, Melo will put over Trick. And, yung papala, I forgot to say, I think Trick can also be the one who beats Ilya for the championship. Trick is gonna continue to be a star down there in NXT while Melo moves up to the main roster. So, I'll go with Trick here.
All right, so there. Those are our predictions, or Emil's predictions,
yeah,
for NXT Stand and Deliver. And if you have any comments, thoughts, violent reactions, you can send them to Emil at EML_Meister.
Yes.
Or the podcast at Wrestling2XPod. Pero Emil na lang. Wala na kaming time para sa mga violente dyan. We've got a couple more topics to talk about on the AEW side of things. Let's start with the releases. And I think this is the first time in AEW's history that they have a mass release like this. Medyo weird lang na, you know, with the timing and everything. But here's the list of the people who are no longer with AEW. So the boys. So mag-isa na lang si Dalton Castle. Ito yung mga Phil-Am, di ba? The boys.
Yep.
They're gone. Dasha is gone, which is weird kasi siya yung ring announcer ng Collision. Jose the assistant is gone, which I guess na redundant siya nung, you know, nawala na si Andrade, but he's now in WWE. Jorah Joel, who I'm gonna admit I do not really know. Anthony Henry of the Workhorsemen, eto medyo sayang to. Gravity, who Pac now remembers, I guess. Stu Grayson. So this is the second time that he's been let go from AEW. Really unfortunate there. Parker Boudreau. And finally, si Slim J, na hindi ko rin kilala.
Yeah, this is simply, I guess, them trimming the fat. Like, again, I hope all of these people can find work. And, you know, I feel sorry na they lost their jobs kasi, you know, siyempre ayaw din natin mawala ng trabaho yung mga wrestlers. But this is them trimming the fat. So they've given out all these contracts all over the place years ago. So maybe this is a cost-cutting move as well. Sobrang dami na din kasi nila sa AEW, and you can only have so much time for all of these people to appear on AEW programming. Wala na nga yung dark, di ba? So so sayang. I feel especially sorry for Stu Grayson kasi he was let go and he was brought back and he was let go again. So but at least he got to come back and perform in front of an AEW audience, but I guess so unfortunate that he got let go again. So I think at this point, don't expect AEW to get more free agents as well, because dumating na nga sila sa point na they're slowly releasing people na. So it means probably puno na yung roster at this point for them. So I hope all of these people can find work elsewhere. Kasi madami din, like, the good thing about wrestling these days is there's a lot of places for people to work with. Not just AEW, not just WWE, but you also have Impact. Impact has been thriving. All of these indies, like Matt Cardona is someone who's a role model for capitalizing on being on the indies. Now, he was able to make money without really being tied down to a single promotion. So I hope all these people can find a proper place to apply their craft and to do what they love, which is wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wishing them well. You never want to hear about people losing their jobs. I'm not sure if it's happened to you, Emil. It's happened to me. Yeah. Under the worst of circumstances, like I once lost a job. Nakaka-landing ko lang sa airport ng LA. So, pagka-landing ko, my first message was from a former boss who told me that they were letting me go. And it happened via SMS. So, it's pretty messed up. Yeah. It's never fun. But like you said, this landscape of wrestling we're in, it's a very profitable business. And since they've got the branding of having been on AEW, I'm sure na makaka-bounce back naman sila kahit paano. We're going to round things out here with the opening promo from Dynamite earlier from Adam Copeland. So Cope was talking about spreading positivity kasi sawa na siya of all the negativity that's being talked about online sa wrestling discourses and how AEW makes pro wrestling better. And you could say na yung timing nito is probably very suspect given na kaka-interview lang ni Ariel Helwani kay CM Punk on the MMA Hour. I'm not sure if you've heard that interview. I've listened to the entire thing. So I'm not sure if this promo from Cope, who is basically the spokesperson of AEW through this promo, is a response to CM Punk's interview. I'm not sure if it's also like their way of doing damage control or whatever. Hindi ko alam. Wala tayong alam. We're not in the room where it happens, right? But I like how Cope is the veteran voice here who talks about how he's a fan of pro wrestling. He loves the business and ultimately, a company like AEW makes pro wrestling better. Yun yung pinaka nagustuhan ko na. It's actually good branding. It's a good way to take the focus off of the negative, off of the fluff, yung mga meaningless talk, and a good way to bring it all back to the mission statement ng AEW, which was to start a revolution and to change the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. That was the good points as well of that promo. AEW is just good for the business overall. And plus, WWE is thriving because there's an existence of another wrestling company. So, aminin man natin yun or hindi. Without AEW, WWE wouldn't be putting all these efforts right now into making their product better. So, AEW just makes pro wrestling better. So, that's kind of true as well. Pero, yung may na-feel ako na parang toxic positivity dito sa promo na to because there are legit criticisms about AEW na alam natin na they should address. Like, the way they... There's some things in there na hindi natin gusto yung pamamalakad ni TK. And so, sa kanila lang yun. But the criticisms are there. But, and yes, AEW does make pro wrestling better. But I feel like they should also address those para mas mapa-better pa. Yun lang naman. Like, I feel like some people can't differentiate criticism from hate. Like, what yung nafe-feel ko about wrestling fans. Like, sometimes, di nila alam i-differentiate yung legit criticisms because some people will give criticisms to make for them to yun yung makabuti sa company. Which is, meron naman ako talaga nakikita mga valid criticisms. But they're just, may mga tao talaga na hate lang talaga yung nasa mukhang bibig nila. And that is something that we can ignore. But that's a little bit lang. I just felt a little bit of that during, parang yung sa mga vloggers, na okay, good vibes lang tayo, good vibes. I guess they also need this promo para it's also a PR thing. You can clearly see that it was some sort of PR thing after all the things that CM Punk said about the company, about TK, about everything else. So I think the most important thing here is for all the parties to just move on. Like, I'm sure naka-move on na din si CM Punk. He's doing great nine WWE. AEW is doing big business as well with all these new stars that they have signed. So I guess yung mga nangyari sa past, talagang, let's leave it in the past and learn the lessons as well. Learn the lessons from the past mistakes that all the parties did. So that's what I can say about this.
Again, it's just pretty interesting that of all people, it was Cope who delivered that. right? Kasi for the longest time, he was like a WWE lifer. But, you know, even though he spent 25 years with WWE, sabi nga niya, di ba? He's a wrestling fan at heart first. Kasi mahal na mahal niya talaga yung industriya. So, you know, we could all learn a thing or two from Adam Copeland and just prioritizing love of the business, really, over personal agendas.
Exactly.
So there, that brings us to the end of the Wrestling Podcast post-show. Thank you again to everybody who joined us on our 10th anniversary live stream, as well as yung ating WrestleMania predictions episode. We will see you this weekend, Sunday and Monday, at Skinny Mike's BGC and at Hobby Stadium for our WrestleMania 40 viewing party. Walk-in tickets are still available at 450 pesos each, and you can still get a free iced tea and a chance to win prizes from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, Hobby Danzy, and Hobby Stadium, depending on which venue you end up attending. So we will see you there, and kita-kita rin tayo on April 20 for our 10th anniversary event. Stay tuned for more details on facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. Don't forget to follow us on social media. It is at Wrestling2xPod on TikTok and Twitter, at Wrestling Podcast everywhere else. If you love what you hear, please give us a like and a follow and a 5-star rating as well. And follow us individually on our socials. It is at EML_Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, at Chino Supersized, at Rowiswar, and at _StanC. For my absent co-hosts, Chino Liao, Ro Moran, and Rowan ASH, and of course, Emil Nate, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much. This has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast. Out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.